guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
And hey, welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listening, I just interrupt.
You know him from The Man Show and Loveline. The godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from The Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that. What an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Like, they really do no shower power or happy hours. It's fucking disgusting.
No shower happy hours?
Yeah. Like, they,
is
they,
it everything it sounds like? Everything.
Yeah. That dude right there.
Should I have the
that
boner?
He's got his eye on her, dude. He's got his eye on her right now.
He's ridiculously erect.
He's sizing her up right now. No shower power or happy hour. They do their WOD, and then they go.
They do their what? Pardon?
The WOD is the workout of the day.
Okay.
Now, trust me.
You didn't know about the WOD?
Yeah. Man,
I had no idea that there was a WOD involved.
Name L. Ron Hubbard term.
LRH?
Yeah, name a term, though.
There's
something like WOD.
It's auditing. It's basically auditing. Yeah. That's how I refer to everything now. I just say, well, it's pretty much just auditing, you know.
The worst part about it is, like, it actually is, like, especially, like, me being an ex-athlete, it actually is a great workout.
Don't say ex.
Sorry. No, I was. By the way, we'll talk about that in a second. Football, and I got cut in Maryland. And then I was a fighter.
Some chump named Lamont Jordan beat him up.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, you say you got cut. Name. You had like two.
I went for fullback, but they made me switch down to running back because the fullback they had was 6'2", 250, James Lynch, 2001.
My cousin played at Notre Dame. They played you guys.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. For and then that's the year.
Classic. It was 22-0.
Yes.
And it, yeah.
Florida State beat us 45-0, I think. And Lamont still had 215 yards.
Dude.
So that's what I was up against.
Who was the other guy?
Bruce Perry.
Bruce Perry was the backup.
He was awesome.
Yeah. And then they brought in Chris Downs.
Well, there
from,
you go. Yeah.
From Hargrave.
Shelton.
Yeah, then me. Then me. Exactly.
That's better.
Did they have the Rudy moment or no?
No. It was actually, you know, it's funny. I got cut in front of a picture of Frank Wycheck. I can still show you exactly. Like, seriously. It was one of those moments in your life that scar you for, like, laughing. I can actually walk you through the fucking picture. I'd probably still start crying. Like, I just start tearing up. Like, feel like, why is he crying over Frank Wycheck? He wasn't that good.
Exactly. Did Wycheck go to Maryland?
Yeah.
So Vernon Davis was not the best tight end to go.
No, he wasn't.
Wow.
Didn't even think
that was feasible.
The fridge got rid of you.
Fridge, yeah. Fridge. He was a nice dude, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and
of course.
Coach Gault was the one who had cut me.
Doc.
He was the one who recruited me. And he was.
The other
They just told me, like.
Cut you?
Yeah, man. Because
you're not even allowed to do that.
Recruited walk-on. So you bring in. Nah. They brought in 25 guys. Only three of them made it.
I went to Army for football.
Yep.
Did you really?
Yeah.
My brother
I lasted about a month. And then I went 1AA and I played at Elon in North Carolina.
That was actually one of the
lasted about a year. Dude, college football fucking sucks.
It sucks, yeah.
It's the worst thing
in
the world.
I can't
even
imagine.
Worst
it's a job. And that's what when he was cutting me, he was like, I could sign your letter to go to Delaware, and you could go to Delaware. And
you could have played with Flacco? Not really.
No,
he's a super Flacco hater.
He was like, at Maryland, you have to be ready to play. So he's like, right now, you know.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't ready either.
All right, so I'm not running.
That's why Flacco left Pittsburgh, went to Delaware.
Exactly.
Right?
Maryland was good back then, too.
Yeah, we won the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
And that same year, we won the national championship.
Dude,
you
had E.J. Henderson, a linebacker.
E.J. Henderson.
How about that, dude? How about my fucking 2000 Maryland?
I know.
Go
Terps.
The thing is, like,
you're not even digging for it either. It's just like,
I'm like a sports fanatic. I don't know. I mean, I know the names you're naming, but I don't know. Lamont Jordan was my biggest pull.
The thing that saved me from not going to therapy was E.J. went pro, Jeff Dugan, Matt Murphy, Bruce Perry, Lamont Jordan, Cox,
Juan Dixon. Sorry. Yeah. Had a chat in. Steve Blake.
Who else was on there?
Christian Gins
was DT.
Where are you from?
Delaware.
Delaware?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so.
My cousin played at
Home of Joe
Dematha.
Yep.
And I'm
right
sure
next to it.
I'm sure you had a fucking ton of guys from Dematha.
Yep. Yeah. Dematha was actually one of the schools that you might never play there, but you'll still get a full scholarship D1A.
Yeah.
Because they just fucking restocked.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
His,
like that.
His team was
Oak Hill
insane.
Basketball.
Yeah, yep.
Oak Hill, like, yeah.
It was like 13 Division I players.
Yeah, yep.
It's crazy.
And they're literally they're literally only 7 miles away from Maryland's campus, so they basically just like walk off that campus and walk on Maryland.
The school to prison pipeline, except it's the school to University of Maryland.
School school pipeline, yeah.
Well, you know, you might take a left.
Some of them. Well, no, not coming from Dematha. Like, they actually, if you're like a freshman who starts in Maryland, all of a sudden you just disappear from the school you were in, and you're in Dematha. Like, that's the way it goes. Like, you don't, if you're a freshman or sophomore who starts varsity and you're decent, you're not going to, Dematha's like, hey, you should come check out our school.
Yeah, my cousin transferred
Meet Elron. He's a good guy.
My cousin LRH was from York, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
that's where I'm
going to
live for like 2 months,
by
the way.
Junior and senior was at the Mathis.
Yeah, exactly. They bring you in, man.
It's
like
fucking
they,
crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking, they funnel you. That,
this is
that
so strange.
And then,
this is almost as strange as that Nick Kroll thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, there's a bunch of them. Oh, it's like the
Maryland,
AAU teams
Georgetown,
down there.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
Oh, not really.
We gotta,
hold on.
Somehow connected
what's
together.
What's this Nick Kroll thing?
Oh,
you gotta read it. Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole segment on it. But there's a blog.
I'm excited to hear
Well, anyway, so it's Comedy Food Sports episode
86. Fred Barnett. We always try to name
ridiculous.
A random, random player that
Fred
has
Barnett
the same
doesn't
number
count.
As the episode.
Oh, 86.
Fred Barnett.
86.
No,
I'm,
do we need to even
go
further?
Barnett.
I can't go with Barnett. On. Who else?
I don't know.
Shit, yeah.
I didn't know.
We've got
Fred
Bill
Barnett.
Buckner. Bill right, Buckner in 86, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got into the football numbers, and I kind of lost. Like, I don't really know any.
Yeah, 86 should be an easy
86.
One. I know 87s are easy.
87
Jordy
should be
Nelson
easy.
And Rob Gronkowski. I just name white people. That's it.
Well, high 80s is a lot of white dudes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
it's a lot of tight
ends.
Like
89, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 89, actually. Yeah, I remember
like
the picture.
The whitest football player.
Dude, he was
just had hands and he was big.
His name is
literally fucking
all
Frank Wycheck.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing.
He owns a bar.
Yeah, there's. You don't get a phone call from Frank Wycheck and wonder, is this a black guy or a white dude?
I feel like he's one of the guys in your story on the blog.
Definitely.
He sounds like another Frank Wycheck. By the way, for everybody listening, that's Shane Gillis, the latest member of the Comedy Food Sports.
Yeah, there he is. It's good to be here.
It's great to be here.
It's nice.
Have any crazy stories for us, Shane?
Is that really how this fucking podcast operates?
We know you're a comedian.
Tell us a story.
Tell us a story.
Crazy traffic
we're
in here.
Sit
huh?
back. We're sit
yeah,
back.
Actually, the traffic. I almost got in an accident. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Story of my life.
So Shane can be seen at Helium all the time.
Yeah,
possibly
at Shane Gillis, and then what is just Shane Gillis on Facebook?
Facebook, Shane Gillis, and then my Twitter is Shane M Gillis.
Shane M Gillis. That's right.
M is for Michael, and I have about 12 tweets, so
nice.
It'll be
oh,
a good.
Cool.
It'll
You're
be
working
a,
it. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
real slow, dude. I wait till it's good.
Jay just got bought. What do we call
oh,
it?
Oh, I bought like 20,000 followers just to see what would happen.
Oh, really?
Like
and I'm getting so much more like any more interactions. It's crazy. Like nobody looks at who your friends are.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So they just see a number, and they're like, oh, this guy must be important. He's got 20,000 followers.
Nice.
It's so fucking weird.
How much did you buy him
It's
for?
All perception. It was $40.
That's not
oh, shit, I would do that. I'm
right?
desperate. Yeah.
I'm
and
fucking...
here's the thing. Just do it 1,000 at a time. That's the thing I did wrong, because you don't show that slow build. I was like, I'm on Twitter for 2 weeks. I did about 100 tweets. Not worth 20,000 people following me, though. Some of them are pretty good. Julie Klausner. I got the Julie Klausner retweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did you get?
Jimmy Pardo and the
Jimmy
Never
Pardo.
Not Funny, because we played sevens last time.
I'm under
oh,
War
that's
Machine.
Their game. They literally, that's their game.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I did not beat up.
And I totally cut it out, right?
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
I had it before him,
and
unfortunately.
Favorite it.
Sorry, Shelton?
My War Machine moniker. Now,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that might have to go.
Terrible. Since he since beat up Chris.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, your name's War Machine?
Yeah,
you just beat up a porn star. That's,
I didn't do
you
it.
You got to get rid of that.
Yeah, I can't, though. Yeah. It's got a picture of me and my dog. It looks so friendly.
Yeah, mine's...
you can change the name. We went from Comedy Food Sport to CFS Pod like 7 times.
Mine is Sandusky Fan. I had to change that one.
Haven't got around to it.
I had to change that eventually.
Was that like last week? Shit.
Somebody did a funny parody on Sandusky, Ohio, and how we're not they're not related. It was actually really good. There was like a tourist video or whatever. It's like, we're not Jerry.
That was like right after September 11th. They had like news stories about other people named Bin Laden. They'd have Bin Laden's dry cleaners, and it'd be like, no, we didn't have anything. We'll dry your clothes. I mean, we still wanna.
How many people named Bin Laden can there really be? Is that really that common?
Mostly dry cleaners.
It's
a prominent, dry cleaning
for whatever reason.
Comedy, food, sports, racism. All right, it's good to
we
be
go
a part.
A lot. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We will break that down.
That's why we have Sheldon here.
Exactly. It's for the minority vote right there. So it's not like these white dudes are fucking racist.
Yeah. Good,
but they have a black friend.
Well, Sheldon was working the black Republican angle.
I still am.
Well, I think the whole thing is the Bernie Sanders thing. If you more black people who are supporting Bernie Sanders,
I'm
you get more of the attention. Like, it's, hey, it's, no,
he's got like
not doing it yet.
Bernie Sanders is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's legitimate, but
he's ahead of Hillary in New Hampshire.
Good.
As of today, this came out of the poll. That's ridiculous. Good. It makes no sense.
I'm so tired of seeing the fucking Clinton.
Clinton,
her Bush. Like chief of like one of her higher up people. She just hired as the chief, one of the board members at Monsanto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Bernie's team's already going after that.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, we've been recording this whole time. It's heavily edited.
Because I don't want to, all right, whatever. I'll go on the record. Dude, Trump's killing it. It's disappointing. Like, I want to hate him.
I love that you just shut at everybody for going to that Cox thing.
Dude, he's hilarious.
Puppets.
He's
at least exposing some things. Hopefully that can...
Well, the thing that I keep telling everyone, I'm like, hey, the dude says something, and if you don't say you're against it, then you're automatically for it, which means that now you're stuck in fucking Trump camps, which you're losing a lot of votes elsewhere.
Literally
Trump camps?
Trump camps.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why not? It's like
it's the FEMA camps.
That's so they're going to keep them on the moon?
I was thinking more or less like Auschwitz.
So we'll take our first break. We're going to come back, talk about Geno Smith. Shane's going to give us a little update on his college football predictions.
Yeah, all right.
He'll give us like the Reader's Digest version of his article, and then we'll make sure everybody goes to it. And then what else do we have? Now your Subway Series shit you're trying to push. That's right.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You got to hear about this Kroll.
Kroll conspiracy. Yeah. I mean, like,
it makes perfect sense. It's one of those things where it's a conspiracy theory where you buy into it like waist deep.
The Denver Airport.
And then you're like, you just get dragged down by all like the stupid minutiae that's obviously untrue.
Right.
We'll
get into it. Yeah.
Sandy
Hook.
We'll
take a break. We might have Christopher Titus on the other side just in case.
Okay.
We'll
timestamp just so I can cut that out. Because
just in case Sandy we Hook? Do or don't, we do. Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Last week I introduced that. I know. I got it. Sandy Hook was. I got it.
Get the fuck out of here. We're doing Sandy Hook conspiracies. I gotta walk. Yeah,
seriously. He's got the 9/11 one. He's got Sandy Hook one.
All we do is know stuff about it, though. We don't believe anything.
I got the 2011 national championship LSU Alabama.
Oh, this kind of
up there with Sandy Hook and 9/11.
It's a solid. It's right up there. It might even be above it, actually. And like
or the
history.
Auburn one, the Auburn punt, apparently the too. Yeah, the punt return.
I loved how Nick Saban blamed it on the kicker. It's just he's like, well, you know, could have kicked it further or something like that.
That
was like a 60-yard kicker. That's like a walk-on freshman.
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't made like more than a 35-yarder all year. But anyway, we'll take a break. Chris Titus might be on the other side. If not, we'll see you on the other side. Yeah.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. Very, very special guest on the line. Amazing comedian that's been doing it for a long time. Had a great show on Fox with the great Stacey Keach, of course. And has just been killing it for as long as I can remember doing stand-up. And he's at Helium tonight and tomorrow. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow here in Philadelphia. Really funny guy. So glad he's on the podcast this week. Christopher Titus, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's always weird when you ever get introduced like that, and it really, you're funny, hilarious, and then all I think is, oh God, what if I'm not hilarious? I'm just going to dig a hole in this one. Because, you know, I've done it for so long, it's always weird that I still get that. I still have fear and desperation, and I think that's what makes a good comic.
I was going to say, you got to have that, otherwise you get complacent, right?
That's right. Yeah, nothing less funny than an overconfident douchebag blowhard. So
yeah,
So I'm a scared, fearful, always low self-esteem blowhard.
I like it. That's awesome. So what's your? I know you always have kind of a name for your tour. What do you got going on this year?
It's called Born with a Defect. This one's I was born with a defect. I'm always honest with you. I was born with a defect because I was born a child. Basically, I kind of started to analyze. It's amazing to me that human beings have the keys to the planet. You know, when we're born, we got nothing. Like, there's no instinct, no ability, nothing. Every other animal has it. Dolphins swim to the surface for the first breath. Deer's walking an hour. But a human child needs two adults around it for 5 years so it doesn't choke on a fucking Cheerio. So, it's like we have, you know, every other animal's instinctively afraid of fire. Human beings learn about fire by touching fire. How are we running things? You know, it's pretty scary that we're the top of the food chain. So it started like that, and then it really gets into, I pretty much convince anybody who doesn't have kids to never have kids, and everybody else who has kids, at least they get like a group therapy session, basically.
Nice. Yeah, I literally have my daughter in the other room, plopped in front of the TV, because I know she'll come in here, because like you said, she can't survive, she can't do anything on her own.
Exactly. And we've made it worse, you know, the new society, we've made it worse. You know, parents used to just, like my dad just took me where we had to go. Like I saw the Dirty Harry movie Magnum Force when I was 6 years old in Speedy pajamas at a drive-in. You know, in Magnum Force, in the first 3 minutes, a cop bursts into a room, a guy who I've been taught to trust, bursts into a room, shoots two people on a bed having naked, bushy 70s sex. The woman turns towards me, full boob shot, so I went through puberty at 6. Then he shoots her in the boob, so now I have to buy weird magazines for the rest of my life. And then she falls out a window and bleeds out in a pool. I went to that movie like a 6-year-old, like, came out smoking. I was like, yeah, Dad, it's a good film. Thank you. I think Clint Eastwood's anti-hero, although violent, it's just reflecting the society. Now can we go home and get my Dr. Seuss books? I need to burn them because there's no God. That's crazy. And that happened to me at 6.
Wow.
So, and right now, parents are so, oh, we gotta protect our kids. Can't let them be exposed to anything. Oh my God, you're damaging children. You know, like, if you see something, say something. Where are the bullies at? Don't handle the bullies. Tell somebody. You know, and I just think we've come to this really. I talked about it in Evolution a bit, but yeah. This whole show really, really goes into it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great because I'm my kids are like 1.5 and 4, and I'm going through all that stuff right now. Where,
by the way, that. One from 1.5, 2 years old to like 7 is great. Yeah. And then 8, 9, and 10 has their own upside because, you know, they're wiping pretty good and they can kind of do stuff. My kids are 11 and 14 now, and it's weird because everybody, whether you've had kids or not, you walked into someone's house and said this sentence, what is that smell? Like, right now, like, they're just so weird. I don't mean the baby smell. You still got the talcum powder baby smell. When they hit 7, all of a sudden this other weird smell shows up. Like, I have an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, so it's like a dewy piano bar of odor in my home sometimes. and they're not smart enough to get it yet. So they are, though. You know, I take stuff away from them if they don't get it. I just think we've kind of lost our way. So I go through what it's like to have kids and how hard it is to have kids and why you should never have kids. Look at, there's 7 billion people on the planet. We don't need kids. We've settled the West. Nobody has a farm anymore. Just have a good life. Go for it. You already bought a selfie stick. Keep being self-centered.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm actually like really happy when I know people and they're like, I'd never have kids. I'm like, good. Keep that mentality. Hilarious. So what's been going on outside? Do you still have the podcast going? I hate to sound like I'm not a listener.
Podcasts are going, yeah. We just put the new one up. We started videotaping
nice.
The Armageddon updates. So
that's
we're putting
awesome.
Those up, too. We only video for the first 3 minutes, my opening monologue thing, which is good. You know, I write those, and so those are funny. And then the podcast is going strong, man. We're at 3.5 million downloads now.
Wow.
Total. And we're doing, I think we're doing, we have picked up on Spotify and this beta testing thing. And it's going well, man. I will say this. It made me really respect what radio guys do all the time, you know, because you have to be real on it. So, but it's fun, man. I do it with my lovely wife, who's also a comedian, and she's real. She's actually funny. Mm-hmm. I don't even let her use my last name because she has to stand on her own, and she's really funny.
awesome.
Very cool. And I had a, you guys, did you hear a little thing with Willie Jello Johnson that we did?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was great. That was hilarious.
Yeah, well, I did a character for a long time, and then all that Ferguson and Baltimore and North Carolina was what's happening, and I realized, actually my assistant goes, you know, man, if someone finds out that you're doing this black voice and you're and it's not you, and they find out that it's not a real black guy, they said, you could be like, big trouble for it. And I thought, you know what, not only is he right, but it could be seen a different way. So I just revealed that I was Willie one day. Dude, people came apart. It was like I'd done the best. I had done like the best Andy Kaufman bit for 3 years. I did this character, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, man, I remember hearing you.
No, man, it's not a character, man. My name is Willie Jello Johnson. There's always room for Jello. So I did that character, and when people found out it was me, it wasn't a real dude, they lost their shit, dude. Man, they were like, there's no, nothing's real anymore. The world is over. Pretty intense.
Yeah, no, I remember he did, I think he did a live show with Carolla once, and I'd heard it there. That's the only reason I knew it was you. Otherwise, I would have been on the same boat.
Yeah, but you think somebody would have actually, you know, tracked it down, right? But they didn't. People thought, we used to have people, here's the weird thing, we had people show up at clubs and go, is Willie here? And we always said, you know, Rachel and I always said, oh, yeah, yeah, he went and left with a white girl. So even then, we were even more racist. So at one point, I realized I may be digging a very bad hole right here.
That's awesome. Are you still in big into, like, the muscle cars and stuff like that? Or is that, am I totally
out? Yeah, I just finished building a Pro Street 56 Chevy pickup that I sectioned, and now we're doing a 65-year-old two-door wagon. They only made 1,600 of them. And I've got this really cool little Myers Manx Dune Buggy from 69 that we're redoing. It's a weird addiction. I think a cocaine habit would be cheaper, frankly. but I like it. I'm selling a lot of stuff now because I kind of don't want to hang it around because we're filming this movie special unit coming up for someone in February. And we've raised almost enough money for everything. Got the production paid for now. We're getting ready to pay the actor, raising money to pay the actors. And I just, I'm to the point now where I need maybe to take my hobbies a little bit. My hobbies saved my ass. When I got my divorce, man, I was like, all I was thinking, you know, when you're thinking of suicide more hours than you're thinking about going to work, you just go, I should pick up something. So I went back to cars. I started working on cars. And it's really my zen place. And now I've got this amazing wife, and my life is so much better. And so I'm kind of moving on to, I run a soundstage now. We're going to start filming movies.
That's awesome. Very cool.
We just shot my last comedy special, Angry Pursuit. My company did it. And then the one before that, Voice in the Head, my company did it. And now we're going to do Special Unit. And if you go to YouTube, my YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, you know, we did a music video for my last special called Arm the Children. So go check that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I'll put a link up when we post it. Yeah.
Thanks, great. Man.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. Awesome. Well, we'll wrap things up because I know you're getting ready to do some shows tonight. So, again, two shows tonight, Friday, whatever today is in August, and then two shows tomorrow. Make sure you check them out. It's a can't-miss show, I'm telling you. And, Christopher, we really appreciate you calling in, man. It was a total
pleasure. Thanks, man. And if you could go to Twitter, @TitusNation, and The Real Christopher Titus on Facebook. Dude, thanks for letting me whore my stuff. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime. You're welcome here, man.
Do you want the best selection and the best prices on honeypots and honeypot accessories? Well, go to mymyhoneypot.com and you'll find the answer to all your honeypot needs. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right now and you'll find thousands of honeypots in every color and style, and now we have birdhouses too. Enter the coupon code HONEYPOT to get an additional 10% off orders of $20 or more. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right away, don't delay. mymyhoneypot.com. It's so sweet.
And we're back! Episode 86. So our newest member of the podcast family, Shane, wrote an awesome college football piece that he's going to do every week. So, Shane.
Yeah, yeah. It's
why don't you unsolicited? No,
it's fine. I've been waiting my whole life to share this fucking story. I really have. I have, like, this family. It's just crazy just fucking crazy about Notre Dame. Like, my dad's been in fucking fist fights over it. Nice. Like, it's insane. It
typical
really
Notre
is.
Dame fans. Notre Dame fans are crazy, either man. All or nothing, dude.
Yeah.
By the way, on a side note, before we even go any further, have you seen the Bird Text video of the Jesus DWI?
Dude.
Okay.
Do you want Jesus? Yeah, yeah. I was so excited when I did that. Like, I texted him. I was like, thank you for showing Notre Dame. Yeah, and we grew up, my whole family, obviously, like I said, is Harrisburg. We're from Harrisburg, so it's like just Penn State is just fucking mm-hmm. all over the place.
Yeah. Huh.
So there's a real strong hate for Penn State, and there's a real strong hate for Notre Dame in the same, like, right, every Penn State fan from there just hates Notre Dame.
Yeah.
To the point where, like...
Why do they hate each other? It's like the only place that graduates football players.
Yeah. I don't know, but it got to the point where, like, everyone talks so much shit that, like, I cared about, like, even if I tried to not care about Notre Dame, yeah. Like, if Notre Dame loses, like, 30 people are like, yeah, pussy, Notre Dame sucks. Like, it fucking means something to me. It means so much. It
still hurts.
Well, like, they're kind of like the Cowboys. Like, no matter where you go in the country, you're going to find a bunch of people who love Notre Dame and a bunch of people who hate Notre Dame.
Yep. Absolutely. And now I fucking hope it stays that way. Otherwise, Notre Dame... Like, if Notre Dame sucks so bad for the last 20 years,
it
might be fading a little bit, which
is it just because they were on TV so much?
What, that why everybody hates them?
Why does everybody hate
them?
Well,
no, they were always, like, up until the last 20 years, there was no doubt they were the best team in college football.
Okay.
Like, forever. They had most Heismans, most All-Americans, most national titles.
Okay.
The Yankees or the Canadians?
Yeah.
Okay.
They really were. And then the last 20, they've been in a title drought for, like, as long as I've been alive. I was born the last time they won.
Yeah, like, that's all I know. So I didn't know they had, like, a history or anything.
Yeah.
Raheem
anyway,
Ismail.
My family, my family is just fucking out of control. For them, particularly my three cousins. Their dad went to Notre Dame. He's nuts. He's awesome. Great story. Went to fucking he left Notre Dame to join the Marines in Vietnam and then became a prison warden. Like fucking animal. Up in the coal region. Yeah.
That's Trump, hill people.
Trump
that's
would say
so that's where these three
Trump
animals,
would give him total props.
His offspring are from the fucking coal region. creatures. And dude, they from Harrisburg go to every game.
Wow.
Like there are trips where they'll leave Saturday morning or like Friday at like they're like, you know, late Friday night.
Yeah.
Get to a 3 o'clock game in South Bend, Indiana, and directly drive home after.
Jesus Christ.
Like they'll get there, watch the game for 3 hours, 4 hours, and then go like they're nuts. But they know more about college football than anybody I've ever met. Like before I got here they were texting each other naming the Michigan running backs from the 80s.
Jesus.
Like, just a normal night for these guys.
What do you guys got?
I got nothing.
I got
Tyrone Wheatley.
I was hoping
he was
the
90s. He was the 90s. Yeah,
the
Tyrone Wheatley was the
90s. Hard, but
that's all I got.
It's tough. It's tough. There were even people I've never
heard. Because Michigan wasn't even that good in the
80s. No, Tyrone Wheatley's the only one. I think he's 92.
Yeah.
I had no idea who they were naming. Anyway.
Joe Morris?
So I just wanted to
I'm looking it up.
Document, because what they say is just fucking insane. Like every all year they're just so mad about like the SEC or they're mad about ESPN but they also hate Notre Dame. Like they love Notre Dame so much that they fucking hate Notre Dame.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
They fucking hate and they're mad at me because I am still optimistic. Like I still hope Notre Dame wins and they're like, yeah, fuck you. You think you're good.
You buy into Brian Kelly?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're starting to wear on me. I'm getting real skeptical.
Yeah, he's Chip's cousin.
Essentially, really?
No, when it comes to
results and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He talks a good game, but he's not.
So I wanted to weekly ask them, you know, give me their top 25, give me their five Heisman candidates, whatever, but then ask them questions like, what's going on with Notre Dame? What's going on around the country?
Yeah.
Why does Penn State suck? Which is hilarious. Dude, these guys will never let Jerry Sandusky go.
No, you can't now. Everyone has locked onto that, man.
Dude,
like
you should see in fucking central Pennsylvania how much
Jamie
support
Morris, I was close, by the way.
Support that fucking guy got.
It's ridiculous.
Not Sandusky, but Joe Pa and like Penn State. Like as soon as it happened.
Wow.
They were like, well, you never know what happened.
I'm always surprised when it's
Cosby style. Yeah, Cosby style. Like and then the evidence comes out and you're like, huh. Well,
Joe Paterno comes out and is like, "Yeah, I wish I did more."
Then, yeah,
well,
yeah,
yeah. He's just a good guy. That's yeah, why. It's,
that's Joe Pa. He's a good guy. Yeah, he meant well. Yeah. He wanted to get him help. No, he wanted wins.
So I got those guys. I'm asking them every week what their perspective is. I didn't tell you guys this, but I'm going to have a weekly, hopefully a weekly guest picker.
Somebody nice.
Like a good comedian that I've, whoever I'm, you know, Chip. Hopefully with or something like that.
Yeah. That's great.
Hey,
yeah.
Just give me 5 picks for the week and why.
Nice.
Sweet.
Chip would be a good one on that because he knows nothing about any sport ever.
Yeah. Yeah, so they got that. And then my best friend Jared, who is insane about Michigan football.
He's facing charges for the whole child pornography. That's not Subway Jared?
No, yeah. Different Jared.
Just want to point that out. Disclaimer.
Full disclosure.
Disclaimer. Yeah.
Still my BFF. But.
It's weird that I, for a second, I like looked at you like, Jared.
You know Jared. You know Jared.
I wouldn't put it past him. But.
No, that's it. It's going to be a really informative, raw, very fucking raw college football thing. Hopefully we can. I don't want to say blog because... sounds fucking stupid to me, but
it kind of does to be doing
like,
it.
I don't
right?
want to be a fucking blogger.
You're a blogger, yeah. You're a fucking blogger.
I guess technically, I'm a fucking blogger.
That's how the website started, though, because I didn't want to be another person with a podcast, and I was like, I'll just do a blog. It'll be like retro.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a pain in the ass to type everything after I interview somebody. So
no, I was glad you guys were enthusiastic about it. And
yeah,
man.
Oh yeah,
you're like the first post we've had in months where it wasn't just a podcast episode.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna do this fucking weekly.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's commitment.
Yeah,
I still haven't come up with a name for it. I might just call it fucking CFS
Ham Salad.
Ham salad. Well,
ham salad.
Yeah,
CFS ham salad. Ham salad college picks.
Ham salad.
I love how he's eating that for breakfast.
He was, dude. That was
you didn't even know a ham salad existed.
That was an afternoon kickoff at Notre Dame Stanford. He was just housing these fucking ham salad. I never saw ham salad in my life, and this guy's eating them for breakfast. He is so. These guys go to these Notre Dame games with such like a business mentality.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's no like fucking tailgating or fucking having.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, Frank goes to the gym in South Bend before the games.
Really?
Like, we'll go fucking lift, and then he goes to the games and just is furious.
That's my pregame right there. That's my pregame.
Gets in fights. He, like, choked a guy at the Pitt game. Like, Jesus, just fucking...
awesome.
They're mental.
College football.
Yeah, it'll be really fun to see what happens, because, yeah, it's going to be tough keeping the racial slurs out of it.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
No,
you got to use like, those.
Fire away.
You
it's WordPress, yeah, right? Exactly. They allow that stuff.
No.
You got to drop those
out
in
what
there.
These monsters say, but...
You just got to do star, star, star in between the N and the R.
No, there's none of that. I was talking more Jews.
Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. You got to know J, star,
E. They run college football.
J, star, W.
Use the asterisk for the Y. That's the key one. To like. That's a thinker. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe edit out the racial slurs part. If I'm trying to, you know, make this popular thing.
Make it mainstream. Yeah, make it mainstream.
Could go one way or the other. Could
there
go
really
big.
Is a fine line, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Push it to a point.
You'll be featured on Patreon
like
Nation.
Paul had, when Ron Paul had, like, the neo-Nazi people funding, like, his part of his campaign, he was just kind of like, well, you know, it's a free market. Right. You know? Like, just gonna, I'm pro-money, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this is one. Off topic, but Ron Paul, you see Bruno?
What's that?
The movie Bruno?
Oh yeah, no, I heard about the whole thing,
dude,
with him.
It
he interviewed Ron Paul. Randomly.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. Bruno's like one
Bruno
of Sacha
Baron. Oh yeah,
yeah,
Sacha Baron. Yeah,
yeah. And
his least funny
Ron
one.
Paul and he tries to seduce him in a hotel room. Yeah, Ron Paul is like, this guy's tried to seduce me. He's queered in the blazes. We gotta get out of here. He put a hit on me.
Oh,
he's
gayer than a
he
car
totally
wash.
Became like old man Texan.
Yeah,
like
all of a sudden. Is it queered in the blazes? Yeah. So I don't know. Read the fucking.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be
blog.
Great.
Blog.
It's
yeah,
be
your
good blog.
No,
yeah,
weekly blog. It's gonna be hilarious.
I'm gonna try to get some cool comedians to pick teams and. Give it a read. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? But yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good.
It's more shit to read when you're bored.
Yeah. And these guys actually, that's the thing. These guys know so much about college football, and they're very actually, like, it'll be actually informative. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Like, Frankie is so fucking crazy. When I offered this idea to him, he was like, I'll cover the Mountain West. what the fuck are you talking about?
No one covers the Mountain West.
Exactly. He's a big UNLV guy.
I know someone like that too. This dude will tell you everyone from UNLV, like the basketball team especially. This guy, he goes out to the Hawaii Classic every year for UNLV. I'm like, they haven't been good since fucking Grandmama was there, dude. Tarkanian was there. Yeah, like seriously, like. You had Kaepernick and no one even knew who the fuck he was out there. Not trying to brag,
but I could name the starting lineup their senior year.
Okay, well.
Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt, Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman.
Plastic Larry Ellison.
Nice.
Larry Elmore.
What the fuck is their center's name? He was a freshman, their center.
You just offered that up like it was something you could do, and nobody asked you about it, and you couldn't do it.
I did it, kind
of. Sort
of. You just disappointed us. Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Four guys were first round. I knew Greg Anthony.
And then I knew Stacey Ogman and Larry Johns. That's it.
Another highlight to show you Frank's knowledge would be because I have some of their week one previews right now. Yeah. And his top 25 for Oregon, he was going through like reasons, and he was like, because they just got a transfer quarterback from Eastern Washington, I think. And he's like, I caught a few Eastern Washington games last year. This guy's legit. What the fuck are you doing?
You got to ask him about the kid from LSU. Apparently, he's like the greatest running back since Bo Jackson.
Oh, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, what everyone says.
I think I'm pronouncing his name wrong. He's legit.
Legitimately the best running back since Bo Jackson.
Wow. He's up there.
Marshall Faulk at San Diego State.
He's a monster.
They say he's the best athlete since Bo Jackson in the SEC.
Dude, he's so big and so fit. He returned a kick against Notre Dame this year in the bowl game.
Notre Dame fucking won. Jerry said, people don't forget Penn State fans.
I tell people
about Todd Gurley the same way. I'm like, dude, he's going to be a monster for St. Louis. Like, the dude is a freak of nature. He's 6'2", 215, 220, but it's like 4'3", 40, like –
By the way, I just thought of this because you were saying you get pissed when people make the priest jokes and stuff that. My opening joke was a priest joke, and then when the Sandusky thing happened, I literally flipped it and was like, Coach Sandusky.
Instantly contemporized.
Exactly. And that's another thing that really fucking annoys me about Penn State fans. It's like if you make a Sandusky joke, they're like, oh, yeah, Notre Dame with all those fucking priests. It's like, dude, we didn't have a scandal. We never had a fucking scandal. What are you talking
about?
It's
like the equivalent of the conspiracy people, you know.
Yeah, dude, Notre Dame, throw them all in there, those priests and stuff. Realistically, a Notre Dame priest probably fucking throughout history.
They're
fucking some kids. There's some kid fucking in there.
Just do the analytics.
It's pretty much.
There's some kid fucking in there.
Put a couple spreadsheets together. I'm pretty sure the numbers would work out.
Some VLOOKUP.
Some kid got priest banged.
So it's a very child sex centered college block is what you're probably gathering from this.
With a little bit of racism thrown in.
A little bit of anti Semitism, but you know, just every once in a while. Sprinkled, I like to say. Sprinkled. All right, so we'll be sure to check it out every week and check out the website. We're going to do a lot more updates. So
and at CFS Pod.
At CFS Pod.
It's J Folks.
It's J Folks. At Shane M. Gillis.
At Change War Machine. Still getting porn star beating.
Woman beater.
Just look at all the J's.
It's okay. I used to be
in jail. He can't tweet. It's not me.
I used to be at Ed Gain, so I understand.
At Charlie Manson. It's okay. It's Charlie.
There was a Jerry Sandusky. He spelled it with a G or a. He spelled it with a G.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He was a sports announcer.
Yeah, that's right. Down south or something.
Like his tweet, people were tweeting at him like, "Burn in hell, you piece of shit."
I love how they think Jerry's got a Twitter account, and he's like, just like
every day would have to tweet like, "It's not me."
Yeah.
It's like that's what you wake up to.
It's a J. It makes a world of difference.
Yeah, but when you're talking to that kind of audience, they don't give a fuck. There's a lot of misspelling in there.
that he just like he was active on Twitter.
I tweeted at the guy. I knew who he was. I tweeted at him. I was like, "You piece of shit." He was like, "I'm not that guy." I was like, "Yeah, I know who you are, dude.
You're still a piece of shit.
Suck at your job.
Piece of shit. I just want to pile
just
it
incidentally,
on.
Incidentally,
while
well, your name is in the Zeitgeist,
your high school football coverage last year sucked.
I'm just piling on right now. You piece of shit. Yeah. The worst sports reporter ever.
All right. So we'll take a break. I don't know where we're putting this.
Well, it's going to be either a call in with Titus
it.
Or my honeypot. Yeah. Probably one of those.
All right. So, yeah. Break. Episode 86. ComedyFoodSports.com. All that good stuff. You guys are too loud. He's not going to want to break. He doesn't listen to anything. He just goes when it stops moving.
Geno Smith, huh?
Yeah. So everybody's on the, everybody's officially not on Geno Smith's side now.
Like, all of a sudden,
well,
yeah,
it's a dick move. Yeah, he said he pulled a dick move on the $600.
So it's basically the guy wanted him to fly out to his camp. He's got like some camp in Texas, so he bought him a ticket. Coach, that's why he didn't go because he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback. Yeah, you know, just in level. Air quotes. Yes,
he's a first string quarterback for the Jets. Well. I mean, you know, it's not. Nobody thought it was going to last, but anyway.
Michael Vick is chomping at the bit.
Oh, he's going to Buffalo. No question about it. Rex is just going to keep scooping him up. He's going.
Where's he at? Yeah. I thought he was in.
He's nowhere.
He's nowhere right now.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, I thought he's still there. Age. Holy shit.
Yeah, nobody wants him right now.
Again, but who do they have? Fitzpatrick or whatever?
Yeah Fitzpatrick.
They picked up somebody
and
else,
Petty.
Too.
Well, Petty, they drafted Petty.
You know who's going to go there? Fucking Flynn. That dude is making so much money off tricking people.
I know.
That dude
is tricking everybody.
I saw they were looking at Grossman. Seriously, that's I swear awesome. To God, I saw some article they were looking
dude
at
Dude had a cannon, though.
Yeah.
He didn't
Florida.
Know who to throw it to, but he was
from Florida.
He fucked Maryland up,
yeah,
I think.
He did, actually, in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why we lost.
sure was. I can't lead this one. I just kicked it over to you. I don't.
Geno
so,
Smith.
Like, the first episode that Patrick and I did together, it was the only time I cracked him up. I said, this is going to be fun because I gave up following sports for a decade. He said he had just never heard that before.
Yeah. No, it's just the way you said it. You gave it up like it was drinking or something, you know? It's just like.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah,
it does.
It's
does
like, man. All of your thoughts and your energy. This year I'm doing a paid. What do we have to pay into?
Fantasy
like
$100?
$100
yeah.
for fantasy football.
Fantasy
I'm doing
football.
Three teams
I don't know
again.
Anything.
Yeah. I'm doing three
Nothing.
Teams again.
You'll
like
probably do well.
Three teams?
Yeah, ridiculous. I shouldn't have done it.
Martin Gramatica will be your first pick.
Oh, probably, yeah. One of the Gramatica brothers.
Yeah, Warwick
Martini, if he's still available. Otherwise,
yeah.
The other one, Tito?
Yeah, sneak around and come back.
Is he the one who broke his leg when he was celebrating?
Yeah. Yes, that was, greatest
moments. And you can
still
didn't get
his jaw broken
Mike
by
Allstott.
A teammate.
You got plenty of guys. Mm-hmm.
Still didn't get his jaw broken by
the other Gramatica's brother. The other Gramatica.
Martine and...
I'll look it up. It was Italian.
Yeah, I forget it. Yeah.
It was the Gramatica by the harbor and the Gramatica by the bay.
That was good.
Sure.
Barber by the harbor,
barber by the bank. Yeah,
remember that one?
Keep swinging.
No,
keep
no.
swinging.
Okay. All right, so here's my thing about the best part about the Geno Smith jaw breaking.
Yeah,
the Bills just picked up the dude who broke his jaw.
Yes,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the next day, awesome. It's amazing.
That's
yeah.
pure Rex Ryan just being a dick. Like he probably didn't even need a linebacker. He picked him up anyway.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a dick move. Like.
Well, what are the Bills going to be like this year? Because that's exciting.
They have no line. They have no quarterback.
Bill.
You got
Bill Gramatica.
Bill Gramatica.
Bill?
Right. Yeah, yeah,
They have no line. They have no quarterback. It's all Shady can't run.
He's the leg breaker. Line, Celebration so. Fell. It's the first thing
with
that
the,
came
the Cardinals.
Yeah, he was on the Cardinals. Yeah.
We're gonna have to play that. We're gonna have to put a link in.
Remember the two midgets on with the Fox show.
What's that?
For the Fox Sunday show. It was when oh my God, what's his fucking name?
Yeah, I know. We go down these rabbit holes.
Jimmy Kimmel, when he used to do his sketches on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He had two midgets dress up as the Grammatica brothers.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
How I knew that one.
Yeah. It took us away to why always
it's
to get
a
there.
20-year-old reference. I don't know why you guys didn't get it. Oh God.
What's wrong with you people? Yeah.
It's like so Buffalo's not going to do anything this year is what
no,
you're saying.
No,
they have no quarterback. If they had a good quarterback, they'd be ridiculous.
Well, you're saying Vic like it's a real thing?
Castle is their starting quarterback right
no,
now.
No, E.J. Manuel.
Yeah. No,
they're going to start him one last
could.
Time.
Castle's starting this weekend. They already
is he it. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unlike baseball, worse. I actually care about football.
Yeah.
Can't watch. I watched that terrible fucking Vikings game, though, against Pittsburgh. And, yeah, preseason football just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Yeah, of course.
It's like just practice for
them. I mean, that's like saying that like it's news.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's wrong to do. And, and you pay for it. You pay the same amount for the tickets as you do regular season, and it's shit.
All right, you got to catch up. So what are the new weird Arena League, Roger Goodell League rules this year?
I don't even think they changed anything. I don't think they changed the kicking shit, did they?
They ended up not doing that? The extra point?
They said they're going to move the
extra point back.
I have no idea.
I don't know if they
did
or
not. Yeah, supposedly got approved, but I don't know.
Okay.
I know fucking Pittsburgh's kicker broke his leg. Towards ACL. He's towards ACL in a preseason game.
He not celebrating when it happened. He was not doing it. There's this Grammatica, like, Karate Kid move that he pulled.
And Junior Seau's on the IR. Permanently. But other than that, yeah, there's nothing I gained from that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So Gino puffed out his chest and pointed in the dude's face and said, "You ain't gonna do shit," when the guy said he's gonna beat his ass if he doesn't pay him.
You don't say it to a linebacker.
And the best part about it is Darrell Revis and every veteran leader in that locker room was like, "God, you can take a shot. I'm not going to break this fight up. You don't mean shit to this team." They were just like, not one person tried breaking up the fight.
The best
supposedly.
For me
That's
was
the rumors are.
Todd Bowles' face at the press conference. That dude looks so stressed. The head coach, he looks so stressed.
He's
like,
I had no idea what I was getting into.
He was like, "Why can't I just be back in Arizona as a coordinator?" Like, he looks like he's already.
Can I coach the Mets by chance?
Yeah.
See, the Jets are like the Mets. They have all this like it just no matter who's there, there's just like vague cloud of dysfunction.
Well, about it. You're in the biggest media market ever, so everyone thinks they're the shit because.
Well, but the Giants and the Yankees are boring.
Yeah. I mean, that's
they went and they're boring, and the Jets and the Mets are dysfunctional.
The Jets are always Mets. Yeah,
well, the Jets and Mets are Long Island and New Jersey, so that's a whole other
thing. So it's a self-twist. It's a self-perception thing, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. There's always, like, and then the New York Rangers and the Islanders. Like, I always think the Islanders are shitty.
Yeah, right.
That
the Bad
is
News Bears version.
Yeah, of course.
But they're Brooklyn now.
Yeah, it's nobody's paying. Nobody noticed that.
Yeah, this coming year,
nobody really has noticed that. I think everybody's still like, they're still.
Brooklyn Islanders.
Yeah.
The island of Brooklyn. It's cool.
Yeah. Technically.
Well, I'll pretend.
It's actually part of Long Island, arguably, too.
I'll pretend I care about
you could say that.
I mean, not really, but yeah. Some people would make the argument. Queens is, for sure, like where the Mets play. But anyway, that's our New York borough talk. Staten Island is still a high pile of
New
shit.
York okay, so if you're in Staten Island, are you in New York? Would you ever say that?
No.
No, right.
I have
it's
to
totally
be
different city.
The least infatuated person with New York ever. Ever
really?
I really give a fuck about New York.
It's delightful.
I was just there
it's
today.
It's a shithole to me.
I was literally there today.
I just don't care about New York.
Training.
It's just one of those things.
A lot of it definitely fucking sucks.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like everyone else is like, "Oh, it's so great." It's really not. You're talking about a huge city.
I was there today.
And you're
I
breaking
loved
out certain parts
if
of
I
it.
Go there and I have money. New York's awesome.
Different story. Yeah, exactly.
I was there this
winter.
I had zero money.
Yeah.
And it fucking
it sucks.
Sucked.
Yeah.
So you can't step foot on the island of Manhattan without $80.
Yeah,
it's
it was
like,
terrible.
It's like passing.
And that's the thing. Like when you're there and you don't realize you need to go spend money, you start counting the money you're spending. You're like, this is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
You spent $7 on a map for
I
what?
I was just there for work last week. I was there today, too, but today was just like a back and forth
not
trip on the train. Yeah. Is it brag worthy to go drive an hour and 30 minutes to a dump? Anyway, It was all covered by my work, though. So, like, I parked in a parking garage. It was like $130 for 2 days of parking.
It's ridiculous.
It was great. But I was just thinking about how ridiculous all the shit I bought and, like, food wise and stuff like that. It was all covered. So,
it's
like,
all
whatever,
overpriced
but,
shit. Like,
yeah.
It's the same shit you get anywhere else.
Like,
it's
cool
just
areas where
10 times
like, oh,
more
it's Soho. It's awesome. I'm going to get some fun food. Or,
I think it's like a hidden joke queen. That everyone tells each other. Hey, let's push the city to be the greatest thing in the world. And then everyone outside will leave it.
No, I'm with you on Brooklyn. But Manhattan's cool.
The last time I was up in New York, I had to do this this comedy show that you guys will, it's crazy. It's called Paid or Pain.
Oh, yeah?
And it's the scariest fucking show on earth. Like, it's terrifying because
so, 100
there's,
block
a, there's a dominatrix on stage with you. Uh-huh. And after your set, they decide, the crowd, they ask the crowd, does he get paid or does he get pain? And if you get pain, you'd like, spin a wheel and the she dominatrix
kicks in the balls
to
spike
do something
or
horrible
something.
To you. Actually, right now they have Lisa
makes
Ann.
You get cuckled.
You guys know porn star Lisa Ann?
I'll pretend
no.
I don't.
That's the.
I mean, I just know the
she's
name.
She's on the show right
I'll
now.
Pretend
yeah, it's
I
awesome
don't.
And, like,
oh.
Well,
but you don't get paid.
It's awesome.
It's shit.
It's awesome. Like, I'm just kidding, girlfriend.
Yeah,
my girlfriend. Who she is.
don't worry, they don't listen. None of the girlfriends or wives listen.
My girlfriend's she's really sweet, and she will listen to the first one.
It's a nice
thing he's doing.
Yeah. It makes you a little self-conscious. It's weird because you're recording this.
I mean,
it's a little strange, right?
This could be played back at any point.
That's why I like never mention my wife's actual name or my jobs.
Fuck,
my job. The company might do. Okay. Oh, I don't really care. I mean, I don't
it
really.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
You're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I went to jail.
Oh, yeah. Sheldon did tell that story.
That
you
was a great
jail?
Episode.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone listening for the first time, if you're looking for a good episode, the episode with Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss, they did a call in. That was fantastic. It was a great
interview.
Remember.
I'm surprised you remember that.
Rich Voss told me that I should go tell my joke at a family reunion. That was a highlight. And Sheldon talked about being
in jail.
He
tried to come in hot, and he just wasn't hot.
I had to explain that.
Guys, you have a phone. You must be professional. We're calling in. It was just like, Voss was like trying to give a shit, but he just wasn't like, he clearly didn't have his A game ready or anything like that.
I had to explain my 3-week absence, so.
Yeah. Oh, you actually did go to jail?
Oh, yeah. It was almost. Yeah, it was,
that's a long time to
it
be in jail.
Fucking,
what did you do?
DUI.
It was consecutive, not concurrent.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part
it
of the
was.
Story.
Exactly. Consecutive, not concurrent. Sons of bitches. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't DUI it. Do it now. Do it.
Do it.
Nah. Fuck it. I got no catchy phrase for that.
So the judge said that they would be served concurrently.
Fucking retard.
But the paperwork said consecutively.
Yes, sir.
That was a little fuck up that cost you how many weeks of your life?
Three. 3 whole weeks.
Man, was it fun in there?
It was interesting. It was interesting. As long as you take it for what it is and you realize you're in fucking jail with a bunch of people who are in fucking jail too, you realize I never want to go back to fucking jail again.
Unless you need to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah,
well, that's a thing. You get the free dental in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of free shit in there, but I wouldn't take any of it. The last 5 days,
sandwiches.
I literally didn't
all
shower.
All the bologna sandwiches. You
know, I always thought jail had the potential to be a really nice time.
Oh, no.
If all the guys got along, you put together fun like rec leagues. Jail could be fun.
I don't want to get the swastika tattoo, but if there's something
those,
like removable we could do, because I got to go there. I'm not a big guy.
Those are the guys that ruin it.
I feel like a poser.
Guys.
Yeah, I feel like a poser though, because
like everything.
Once they figure out your time, you're there. They kind of leave you alone for the DUI because they know you're not there long term.
Yeah.
So the fights and shit, I never really got the really cool ones. I did have fun with the guy who was a Moor, and he's my cellmate.
Moor from Spain?
Oh, no. He was supposedly from the Moor Nation. He's a black dude, by the way.
Yeah.
He was trying to claim that he was a Moor.
I Google this last time.
Yeah. So he could be claiming from a sovereign nation so that he could get out of jail. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. It was the best
it sounds
dumb conversation I ever had in my life. Yeah. For a dude who had fucking semi-automatic weapon and drugs on him, I'm like, it's not going to work.
And he was a Moor? Have they been around since like the 14th century? Like,
yeah,
that's not a word that people use anymore, right?
That's what apparently the blacks were who were brought here. And
well, my dad calls them Moors.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts.
So it must be an endearing term.
The first S'mores. But yeah, it was a whole thing.
That's like an Arabian Nights term, though. You know
it
what I'm saying?
It really
like
was.
They call somebody a wench at the Renaissance Fest, right?
Isn't that what
the same thing?
A red band, yes.
Huh? Could be. Some Shakespearean knowledge.
Renbad was a Moor.
I never watched Ed Wood.
Just put the mic up to your face and say, well, I guess that was episode 86 and...
Wow, I guess that was episode 86. Hold on a sec. What?
Wow, that was episode 86. Thank you for listening.
That was episode 86. episode one for me.
Yeah. It's all that matters.
Episode 86, and this was the first listenable episode.
It's AS, after Shane.
Yeah, now my fucking talent has arrived.
Take my talents to CFS.
It's the wind beneath our wings.
It is. I'm playing it now.
Patrick's just looking shit up. I'm in drunk time.
Are we good? Are we recording right now?
Of course we are.
Episode 86. Yes. That's the end.
Yay.
Fox forward Mike Scott facing 25 years in prison for getting caught with weed and Molly.
Who?
What? You know
Mike Scott? I don't know.
It's a lot of prison for that.
Isn't that
I don't know if
the
it's
guy
really
from
true,
the office?
It's not.
Yeah, Michael Scott. And the Mike Scott was the guy with the forkball. So that's how the series ends.
Yeah. Nasty.
That's how
was
the
that Mike Scott?
Ends.
Right, wasn't a split-fingered fastball?
Didn't well, it was the forkball. I mean, they
but he
didn't really differentiate so much
fastball.
Fast back then.
Iwakuma, no-no, pitches a no-no tonight.
Oh,
no-hitter.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought you.
And your boy Kershaw.
The other
pitching.
Night, since he's going up until Friday.
Denying a happy ending at a massage parlor.
Who is?
I thought he was. He said, Iwakuma, no-no.
Yeah.
I thought he was denying a
we went
happy ending.
To the racism. Oh. We couldn't even hold it back. Huh?
That's how I roll. 3 seconds in. Racist.
Right. Technically like an hour and 20 minutes in. All right. Good day.
From the stardust, perfect. Listen to this. Stellar shortwave, pick it up all over the place. Interstellar shortwave, take you to another space. Squeezing fingers, turn of the dial.
schedule, and I'll go stay in this little